Vâng, ông bà Tròn. And that doesn't mean only one commits treason if he becomes a spy for an enemy country. The violation of a single law, even the law that is called malum prohibitum, something that is not dictated by reason, like the law of not driving more than a certain number of miles per hour in a certain area, if one violates that law, in face of hardship, is a mere de malchus, and he is merit b'akodesh baruch hu, because the Ribbono shel Olam was mashpia es Yisrael, shelo yimchudu b'mesei lom. But if the law of the Melech is in conflict with the law of the Torah, then the law of the Torah, the tzivu hamokin, takes precedence over every other tzivu. And the Gros, so it is interesting, the Gros, apparently, the Gros explained the Gemara in Yevamos in accordance with the Pshat of Rashi. And in accordance with the Pshat of Rashi, so the Maskone of the Gemara in Yevamos is that the Pasuk, Yishim in Bovif Tiro, Veshapsei Sa Tishmeru, Ani Ad Hashem, has reference to Amezes Moches, not to Mechamech. So, Mimele, so the question arose in the Gemara's mind, how does the Mechaber know that even when the father and mother tell his son to do something that is violating of an love greatly, not in Issachores, that he shouldn't listen? We have no mokeh from that passage of Ishime Bobif the Rov Veshatesha Tishmeu Ani Ad Hashem. So the Gros gives the Teretz because we have a similar Zerasakosu, Tabi Malchus, and he says that the violation of the law of Malchus is as humble as the violation of the Tzivu of Vimei, because just as we are Mechuyev to have Meirah and Kovet for Obi Vimei, so Mechuyev al Pidin to have Meirah and Kovet for Malchus. And this is mentioned by Rashi in this in the Sedre of yesterday, of Shabbos, that the Ribbono shel Olam commanded Moshe to show respect, to have reverence to Parai, Parai Orosha, and Moshe Rabbeinu was nitztave to have respect for him, to the extent that any law of Parai is not in conflict with the Tzivu Hamokein, we have to have reverence even for a Malchus of Parai. Why? The Gros says that if we gabe Malchus shel Akum, there is a Xerazakosu, Ani Pimelech, Shmoyer, Vidibras Alekim, Vidibras Alekim takes precedence over Pimelech. So certainly in regard to Kedavim, that the directive of the Torah, even though it does not involve an Issachores, takes precedence over. Does the Gros equate Kovet Aviyim, Meir Aviyim, with Meir Malchus? And the same passage that tells us that one is not allowed to listen to the Malchus, if the directive of the Malchus is in conflict with any Tzivu HaTorah, so the same Zerasakosov tells us that one is not allowed to listen to a father and a mother, if the directive of father and mother happens to be in conflict with the Tzivu HaTorah, even though it's not allowed to come. Obviously, there must be a common denominator between Kovet Malchus and Kovet Aviyim, between Meirah Malchus and Meirah Aviyim. What is the common denominator? The common denominator is the concept of Akoras Kedem, gratitude. Why are we mechuyev to give so much kovet to a father and mother? Because of Akoras Kedem, Roshkoshe Shufim Rodon. Why are we mechuyev to give kovet and to have reverence to a rabbi? Because of Akoras Kedem, because Meirah Rapcho Ki Meirah Shomayim, because the rabbi brings us Lechayim Mabo, he teaches us Torah, he cultivates values in us, he makes us into, he's also a rabbi, he's also a shutev, because without the contribution by the rabbi, So the child would only be an animal being, animalistic being, not a spiritual being. It's the Rebbe who inculcates moral and spiritual values into the heart and the mind of the Talmid, thereby making the Talmid into a superior spiritual being, not an animalistic being. And we owe a debt to the Rebbe for that. Hakor HaSteiro. And we also owe a debt to Malkus. Because, as the Talmud says in Pirkei Aveis, Tevi mispalil bishleimo shel Malkus, she'etul moli miro ish es reyeyu chani loei. We have to be grateful to the Malkus. With all the faults that every Malkus has, including the beloved United States of America. But we have to be grateful to the Malkus, because the Malkus protects us. Without the Mirosha Malkus, the world would be a jungle. And Meiro is due to everyone to whom we owe a debt. The Torah requires us to have Meiro, to have reverence for father and mother, because we owe a debt to father and mother. The Torah requires us to have Meiro for a Rebbe, because we owe a debt to a Rebbe. Meiro rak hoke Meiro Shamayim. And the Torah requires us to have reverence and respect for a Malkus, because we owe a debt to a Malkus, with all its faults and with all its shortcomings. And if, with all its wrongs toward Israel and toward mankind in general, everyone owes a debt to the Malkus. Having this Malayu Bishleimo Shal Malkus, Sheyoloi Miro, Ish Esreyu Chaim Loi. President Ford recently came out with a statement that the use of drugs is killing the young generation in America. It's true. But at the core of all these tragedies is not the use of drugs, but it's the lack of respect for authority. As long as there was respect for authority, as long as there was respect for father and mother, as long as there was respect for a teacher, as long as there was respect for a malchus, as long as there is gratitude to those to whom we owe a debt, then there are no tragedies emanating from drugs or from other things, from other delinquencies. But with the chutzpah that exists on the campus, with the lack of respect for authority, with students rating the teachers, no respect for father and mother. So naturally, how can there be respect for the Malkus? Gratitude is the foundation of all moral values. Without gratitude, there can be no moral code. And gratitude manifests itself, according to the Torah, in respect for authority. Authority, there are three sources of authority. In the halacha, one is Aviyin, then a Rebbe, and then Malkus. There is a very strange Rashi on yesterday's Sabbath. Vaydaber Elokim el Moshe, vayemer lo v'ani ad Hashem. Vayero el Avrom el Yitzchok el Yaakov, v'kel Shakai, v'shmi ad Hashem lo nedati lahem. So Rashi says, vayere Elokim. All the Mifoshe Rashi raise the question, what did Rashi tell us? I mean, the Torah tells us, Israel Avrom el Yitzchok el Yaakov v'keil shakak u'shmi ad Hashem lo nedati lahem. Everybody knows that Avrom Yitzchok el Yaakov are the obedience of the whole Israel. of the Knesset Yisrael. Why does the Torah have to tell us that Avraham Yitzchak, why does Rashi have to tell us that big fish, that Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, they are the others? We don't know that Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov are the others. If one doesn't know that Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov are the others, he wouldn't understand what others means. So Rashi doesn't fulfill any purpose by mentioning the head of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. And what is Rashi telling us with these two words, Elohim? But we have to delve into the meaning of that passage. The Torah says, the Rebbe Yishon said to Moshe, Ve'iro el Avraham el Yitzchak el Yaakov v'kein shakai, u'shmi adishem lo yinodati ohem. What does it mean? So the Rashbam points out that it means u'shmi adishem when the battle ahead really means u'bishmi adishem in that ahead, as if there had been a base after the ball, before the shin. Because the base, that's what the Rashbam says, the base that precedes the keil, bein keil shakai, so the base relates to the u'shmi also. V'eire el Avraham el Yitzchak el Yaakov v'keil shakai u'bishmi adishem in that ahead. Not that the Rebbe Shalom did not reveal the meaning of Shem Havayah, of Yudkei Vodkei, to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. The Rebbe Shalom revealed the meaning of Yudkei Vodkei to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. But when the Rebbe Shalom made these promises to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, when the Rebbe Shalom established the covenant with Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, he established the covenant in his capacity as a Shakai. The Shem of Shin Dalad Yud, which means Shom Alekim Omdai or Meshavit Malchis Ateva, as the Ezra points out. But he did not establish any covenants with the others in his capacity as Shem Avai. Not that the Rebbe Shalom did not reveal to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov the meaning of Shem Avai. He did reveal the meaning of Shem Avai to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. But when the Rebbe Shalom revealed himself to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, he revealed himself through the name of Keil Shakai, not through the name Shem Avai. U'bishmi Yad Hashem, lo'y nodat lehem. The Rashbam says. Now what does the Rashbam mean? Now, all the Rishonim point out that the Shem Avai indicates the Hashgacha Nisra. Because the Shem Avai indicates that the Rebbe Shalom is the Mahabe Kol HaMetzius, that the Rebbe Shalom is the source of all existence, that the Rebbe Shalom created the whole world, Yesh Me'ayim, that the Rebbe Shalom is the source of all value. I mean, this is something that is beyond the inquisitive quest of our mind. We cannot understand it. I mean, we cannot, these are things that are transcendental. It's beyond our limited intelligence. This is the Shem Avai. So the Shem Avai indicates Hashgacha Nisra. On the other hand, the Shem of Shin Dalet Yud, whether it means Shom Alei Lomdai or Mishabit Me'alchis Ateva, indicates the Rishonim say the Hashgacha Tivis. Now of course, there is Hashgacha Protis every minute in our lives, and the Rebbe Shalom extends Hashgacha Protis to each and every person in the world. Jewish and not Jewish, as I said before, saint or villain, of course the degree of Hashgacha Protis varies according to the madrige, the level of the person. In the name of the Rambam in the book, he points out the Hashgacha Protis that the Rebbe Shalom records to a novi, to the Hashgacha Protis that the Rebbe Shalom records to a great person but who is not a novi. In the name of the Hashgacha Protis that the Rebbe Shalom records to a saint, to the Hashgacha Protis that the Rebbe Shalom records to a villain. But there is Hashgacha Protis according to every person in the world, everyone, without any exception. But normally the Hashgacha Protis is realized within the framework of nature. Very seldom does it happen, today at least, that the Rebbe Shalom infringes upon the laws of nature. Of course they are missing. Nisim today, we can see Nisim, every day we can see Nisim. But most of the Nisim that we see today, that we can see today, unfortunately, too many of us I'm not trying to see dead Val King in the Terra. But most of the missing that take place today are all carried out by the Hashgoche within the framework of nature, without infringing upon the laws of nature. So the name of Shin Dalet Yud, Shom Alei Ilom Dai, Mishavit Marches HaTeva, indicates that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the world with certain laws as a custom. And in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam carries out the Hashgoche within the framework of the cosmos, and that is indicated by the Shem of Kel Shakar. Mishadei Malchei Satema, She'omar Le'ilom Dai. There is war, there is harmony, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Hashgoche manipulates that everything should Tzchar Ve'Emesh Ve'Ilom Hazeh should be carried out within the framework of nature, without infringing upon the order of nature. So, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said to him, to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'heira el Avraham el Yitzchak el Yaakov, B'keil Shakot. When I revealed myself, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, when I established covenant with Avraham and Yitzchak el Yaakov, and the priests, Bilo, and the other precepts that I established, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, meaning the Oveis. So I revealed myself to the Oveis through the name of Kel Shakol. I revealed myself in my capacity, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, as in Shadik Marches HaTeva, as one who accords, who realizes the Hashgoche Pratim within the framework of nature, without infringing upon the laws of nature. As I revealed myself to the audience, I did not reveal myself in my capacity of the Shem Avayah, which indicates Hashgoche Nisus. But when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, from the very outset, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam revealed himself in his capacity as the Shem Avayah, through in his capacity of the Hashgoche Nisus. Because all the Esamakis were not carried out within the framework of nature. All the Esamakis occurred as a result of a violation of the laws of nature. Because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, in his infinite wisdom, decided that in order to take out Israel, it is necessary for a certain period to accord the Hashgoche with the Rechnes. Not Biderach Malchis HaTeva. But that was the change that was wrought by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in his revelation. So to Moshe Rabbeinu, as contrasted with the prior revelations of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to the Oveis. To the Oveis, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam revealed himself in his capacity as a Kel Shakoi, as a Mishavit Malchis HaTeva, as the God who said, Le'ilom Dai, who set certain laws. How come the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made a promise to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov that the children of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov will be living? And why wasn't the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Mikayim in the lifetime of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov? Why not? The answer is because the covenants that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam established with Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov were established by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam with the others in his capacity as Kel Shin Dalet Yud, as the one who accords a Hashgoche Tivis. And the melee, everything has to be carried out within the framework of nature. There couldn't be any violation of the laws of nature. And to be made tzigoi tzigoi must necessarily involve an infringement upon the laws of nature. And that could not have taken place until now, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam
He will view himself in his capacity of the Shem Havaye, of the Ashkochensis, of the Mahavakla Mitzoyim, one who creates out of nothing and who can put back the world into nothing. So now the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to fulfill the promises. Because now the promises can be fulfilled without recourse to the Hashkochetivis. Now the promises can be fulfilled by having recourse to Hashgoche Nisis, not Hashgoche Tivis. Now, what's the difference between a fulfillment of a promise made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in accordance with Hashgoche Tivis and the fulfillment of a promise made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in line with Hashgoche Nisis? Now, this is pointed out very poignantly by the Paras Yisrael at the end of his Perush HaMesechet Mishnah, in his explanation of the Parsha in Mishpat. Yonoichi shereach maloch lefonecho, mishmorcho baderech, uvariacho el amokein asha achilesi, yishomer mepono ushma bekelein, al tamavoy, kilo yisele kishachem, kishmi bekirvein, אם שומע תשמע בקולוי, ויוסיסו כל אשר אדבר, ואויחתי אסויבךו, ויצרתי אסוירערך. כי ילך מלוכי לפונךו, ואביאךו אל המילי, ואחיתי ואפריצי ואקרני, ואחיתי ואיבוסי, ואיחתי. ויסשטח אלוהם, ולויסוכים, ומוססת עם עשיהם, כי הוריס דהוסים, ושבר תשבר מצילסי. Now, כשמי בקיוב, so the Torah says, in connection with this Malach, Kishmi Bikir. So Rashi says, Michuga Lumei Shanikho, Tishoma Mikonov Kishmi Mishuten Boy. Rabbeinu Amru, Ze Metatron, Sheshmoi Kishem Rabbe, Metatron, Metatron B'dimatri Yeshin Dalad Yud. B'dimatri Yeshin Dalad Yud. So the Pharisee Israel says, because Shin Dalad Yud means Mishavid Malachis Akeva. The name of Shin Dalad Yud represents the Hashgoche Tivis that the Rebbeinu Shalom accords in this world. Everything is carried out within the framework of nature, and no one notices any violation of the laws of nature. But everything is manipulated by the Hashgoche. So all the Sahara Danish is carried out within the framework of nature. This is represented by the name of Shin Dalad Yud and Metatron with the Matreye, Shin Dalad Yud. So he says Metatron is the Sara Teva, Metatron is the Malach that symbolizes the laws of nature, which in themselves manifest the will of God. Why is there a law of gravity? Because that was the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that every object that goes the earth should be attracted to the center of the earth. Metatron represents the cosmos, the laws of nature, and the Rebbeinu Shalom says to the Israelites, to Moshe, you shouldn't think that just because right now, when Moshe is my shliach, and Moshe is your leader, and right now the Hashgoche is completely Hashgoche Nisi, the laws of nature didn't operate within the years that Moshe was the leader of Klal Yisrael. So the Rebbeinu Shalom says to the Israelites, do not think that it will always be like this, that I will always accord the Hashgoche Nisis, that the laws of nature will not operate. No, this is only for the duration of the life of Moshe that there is Hashgoche Nisis. But after this talkus of Moshe Rabbeinu, then there will be Hashgoche Tivis, and the Hashgoche will be carried on. Will be carried out every minute of your lives, but within the framework of nature. And that will be the Maloch, the Metatron, the Derech HaTeva. Hine yonechi shereach Maloch lefanecho. This is how the Paras Yisrael explains it. Mishmor cho baderech, ulaviach chol amokim, asha hachinesi, hishona mifono. Do not have a disregard for the Derech HaTeva. No, the Derech HaTeva represents the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He shone on the Torah, Wishma Bikirei, Al Tamaboy, Kilo Yisol Yifishachem, Kishmi Bikirei. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is identified with the name of Metatron, who symbolizes the Chukei HaTeva. Metatron is Gematria Shin Dalet Yud, which means Mishetei Malchus HaTeva. Kim Shomea Tishma Bikirei. Yosiso Kila Sheradabeir. ויודעתי סביבךו, ויצרתי את סביבךו, כי בילך מלוכי לפניךו, ואביח ורמירי, ואחיתי, ואפילי, ואכמני, אחי, ואני סביבךתי, ורבי שלום, told the Jews that they have to fight against the Zion enemy, under the leadership of Yeshua, did רבי שלום have to resort to the aid of the Jews, but רבי שלום wanted that the Jews should cooperate. And then רבי שלום will accord the Hashgoch Hefilis to them, and will help them, and will make them possess Eretz Israel. Only for the duration of the life of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbeinu Shalom decided to accord Hashgoch Hefilis. So then, there is a danger, you might be tempted, since the Torah emphasizes so much the Derech HaTeva, you shouldn't rely on Nisim. You have to prepare yourself to fight against the enemy. You have to war against. You have to fight against the Canaanites and the Hittites. That you might cast a sholem, forget about the laws of God. And you might cast a sholem, abandon the path of God. Lois ishtachelem, vilois ovdem, vilois sasikim aseyem. Ki hodes behosem, do not think just because you cannot rely on Nisim. After the Istalkus of Moshe Rabbeinu, and you have to pursue the Derech HaTeva, that because of that, you can follow up the approach of Yom HaZeilon. Chas v'sholem, lo yishtach v'lelehem, v'lo yisovdim, v'lo yisasek im Hashem. You must eradicate Avrizare, because you must pursue the Derech HaTeva, but at the same time, you must wipe out Avrizare, you must wipe out bloodshed, you must wipe out violence. Luis ist nachvollelehem, will ich so auf dem, will ich sassig im Asseem, die Hohe ist die Hohe, die Schade, was wir sehen. As long as there will be Avrizor in the world, there will be bloodshed, and there will be immorality, and there will be violence, and there will be disrespect for authority. In order to be Matzliach, by pursuing the Derech HaTeva, by complying with the mandates of Metatron, Kishmi B'Kirbei, you have to eradicate evil. Lois ishtach v'lelehem, v'lois ovdem, v'lois sasek im ha'aseyem, ki hores v'hosei, v'shavet v'shavet v'aseyem. And when the Rebbeinu Shalom revealed himself to the Ovens, and the Rebbeinu Shalom established a covenant with the Ovens, and the Rebbeinu Shalom made the promise that Rizanacho etines ha'ores, so it was a contract that had to be carried out also within Malchus HaTeva. So there is such a thing as a bilateral contract. That means that one promises to do one thing if the other party will do something else. So these were the covenants that the Rebbeinu Shalom carried out with the others. And Rashi says, V'eimol avro melitzvot vel Yaakov el Ovis. What is Rashi trying to tell us? That the Rebbeinu Shalom did not promise Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that because of their greatness as individuals, so the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov will take possession of Eretz Yisrael. Not because of their greatness as individuals, as great human beings. Not because Avraham Avinu was a Makir as Beirei. Because of that, the Rebbeinu Shalom promised Avraham that his children will take possession of Eretz Yisrael. But why did the Rebbeinu Shalom promise Avraham Avinu that his children will take possession of Eretz Yisrael? It is spelled out at the beginning of Ayero. Why? What was? There was consideration. It was a real contract that was backed by consideration. A binding contract that had to be carried out within the Chukei HaTeva. Within the framework of nature. The Avraham, Hoye Yiyah L'Kei Godei Rotzum. V'nivrechu voi kongri oret. Ki yidati means ahavti. I love Avraham Avinu. Why did Rebbeinu Shalom love Avraham Avinu? Because Avraham Avinu was misanefesh himself? Because Avraham Avinu was makir es beirei? Because Avraham Avinu practiced chesed? No, the Torah doesn't say that. The Torah doesn't say ki yidati liman asher mosar es nafshei al kiddush Hashem. The Torah doesn't say ki yidati liman asher oso chesed im kol hanoshim. But the Torah says ki yidati, the reason is why I established the covenant with Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu fulfilled the function as an Av, as a patriarch, as a father, as one who raised the family. The consideration for the promise made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu consisted in the fact that Avraham Avinu was an Av. That was more important than Avraham Avinu's Mesiras Nefesh. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was more important than the Chesed that Avraham Avinu showed, the fact that he raised the family. Ki yidati liman asher mitzaveh es bono ves beis yachol vishomru derech Hashem la'asis doko rishpol liman hovi Hashem Avraham Avinu. Now the question arises, the Torah should say ki yidati liman asher mitzaveh es bono ves beis yachol rishmir derech Hashem. That was the tzivo of Avraham Avinu. Why did Paul say, Chiyidati Timan Hashem Tzaveh, Es Bono Ves Beisi Achor, Vishomu Derech Adishem, Re'asiz Doko Mishvot, Iman Hobi Adishem, Avro Mesatibor? The answer is, there is only one kind of Tzavoye that is effective in raising a family. Only one kind of Tzavoye. And that consists in setting a proper example for children and for grandchildren. Chiyidati, I love Avrom, and I establish a covenant with him, and I promise him that his children will take possession of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because he raised the family, because he made his tzavoyeh. What was his tzavoyeh? What did his tzavoyeh consist of? No words. Just one word. He said the example. Follow my example. That was the only tzavoyeh that Avraham Avinu left for his children. And since he left this tzavoyeh acharai, some remember it's Bishomru, b'derech hateva is Bishomru. Not b'derech nes. How could it be b'derech nes? How could it be Shomayim Hitzvi HaShemach? The Rebbein Shalom will not, that's also one of the laws of nature, that every person has priyo chopshis, that every person has the power to decide for himself whether it will be tzadik or it will be roshim. This is one of the tikkun haTeva. According to the Rambam Shaul Yavus, this is a fundamental chok haTeva. And the Rambam Chishuve says that just as an object falls down and just as the fire goes up, so it is a chik haTeva. He doesn't use the word chik haTeva, but this is what the Rambam means. So it is a law of nature that a human being is a free agent and that he can decide for himself whether he'll be a tzaddik or a rosha. So it's not the Bishomu Derech HaDishem Vasis Dokor Mishvot has to be carried out within the framework of nature through the exercise of Kriya Chofshis. But the Kriya Chofshis has to be exercised in a proper way. So how do we know that the Kriya Chofshis will be exercised in a proper way? Because Avraham Avinu made one word tzavoyeh. Acharai! Follow my example. Avraham Avinu did not deliver any sermons about the beauty of Judaism. He did not publish any books. Avraham Avinu did not hold any forums on the equality of the Jewish woman. Avraham Avinu left just one word tzavoyeh, and that is, Acharai! Follow my example! Then mail.
Thank you. tonight, Chof Teves, is the 10th Yahrzeit of my mother Zechen Hodroch. It also happens to be the 773rd Yahrzeit of the Rambam. The Rambam was Nifter on Chof Teves. So this year we'll deal with the Shittas HaRambam in regard to abortion. So it is dedicated not only to my mother, it is dedicated to the Rambam as well. I would like to discuss in the Halacha two questions. First, the first question is whether abortion is muta. Under any circumstances. And then the other question that I would like to discuss is, in the case, as it happened during the Holocaust, when the Nazis forced Jewish doctors to perform an abortion upon Jewish women, and there it was a question of losing their lives if they did not perform an abortion. Whether it was mutter under those circumstances in order to save their lives to perform an abortion. Now, in regard to the first question, as to whether abortion is mutter under any circumstances. So there is a Mishneh Mefureshes in Oles Perik Zayin Mishneh Vov. For Yisho Sheim Mikasha Leilait, if a woman is in hard travail, So it is permissible to cut the fetus limb by limb, the fetus in her womb, limb by limb, for her life takes precedence over the life of the fetus. However, in the major part of the organism of the fetus emerged in the then we're not allowed to touch, to abort the fetus. Because the moment the major part of the organism of the fetus emerged, it is considered the yolud, and then, so the life of that infant is as precious as the life of the mother. Now there is another girsa. Instead of Yotzor Yubei, Yotzor Reishei. But it doesn't make any difference. There is no machlekes. A child is considered born, a fetus is considered born, either because its head emerged, and suppose that the child doesn't emerge with the head first, and it comes out with the feet first. So as long as the major part of the organism of the baby emerged from the mother's womb, it's considered born. So it doesn't make any difference whether the girsa is Yotzor Ubei or the girsa is Yotzor Reishei. In either situation, it's considered a yod. So that means, in regard to the question as to whether an abortion is muta or not, under any circumstances, so it depends. If the mother's life is in danger, then it's muta, and then it's obligatory to perform an abortion in order to save the mother's life. The life of the mother takes precedence of the life of the fetus. But if the mother's life is not in danger, no matter what kind of a hardship situation there is, as long as the mother's life is not in danger, so it is not permissible to abort the fetus. However, even if the mother's life is in danger, but if the head of the baby emerged from the mother's womb, or the major part of the organism of the mother emerged, then it is not muter, even for the purpose of saving the life of the mother. Because once the head emerged, it's considered yolud, born, and then we apply the principle of maichosis. Dome di doch sumek tvei, dilme domek de chavre sumek tvei. Who tells you that your blood is redder? Maybe the blood of the other fellow is redder. So in other words, that the life of the baby that is born, whose head emerged, is as precious as the life of the man. Now that is the answer to the first question, namely, as to whether an abortion is mutter under any circumstances, an abortion is mutter only if the mother's life is in danger. If the mother's life is not in danger, it is osa. And even if the mother's life is in danger, once the child is born, the head emerged, or the major part of the organism emerged, then it is still osa. Under any other circumstances, not the mother's life being in danger, it is osa. The second question is an abortion permitted where someone forces the doctor to perform the abortion, and if not, he's going to be killed? So that has to be discussed. Now I would like to see how Rashi explains this Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis. Now the question arises, why is there a distinction between the case where the child's head emerged from the mother's womb, so then it is osa to kill the child, even for the purpose of saving the life of the mother, and the case where the child's head did not emerge as yet, so then it is muta to abort the child. Why is there such a distinction? Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis, says, Omar Ravune, Koton Horeidev Nitam La'atzile Binafshe. There is a halacha of Reidev. Reidev means that if somebody pursues another human being, so not only the would-be victim is allowed to kill the aggressor, if that is indispensable for saving his life, but any observer is allowed, not only is allowed, he's obligated to kill the aggressor in order to save the life of the would-be victim. Now, this halacha of Reidev, so we have two sources for it. First of all, we have a parsha of Machteres in the Torah, in Mishpatim. In the Machteres, Yimotzei Haganov, Vihukov Omeitz, Ein Lidom. So in other words, if a burglar is found digging under the house in order to come into the house and steal, so then if the Balabais kills the Ganov, so he is not guilty of any crime. Ein Lidom. Why? Because when a person decides to be bobe machteres, to dig under the house in order to steal, and he knows very well that no person is ready to give up his property, so the presumption is that he is doing it with the intention in the event the balabais will make a resistance, he'll kill the balabais. So memele, the Ganef has a din of Reidev, and because of that, it is muter to kill the Ganef, because there's a din of Reidev. But in this case, it is muter. It's only permissible to kill the Ganef on account of his intention, on account of the intention of the Ganef, of the burglar, to kill the Balabais in the event the Balabais will resist him, the Ganav. But suppose the Balabais decides, why should I shed human blood? All he's interested, the Ganav, is in taking my property. I'll let him take my property, and that's all. So then he's not obligated to kill the Ganav. On the contrary, Tovel of War, then he's a very nice person. But he has a legal right to kill the Ganav and not to let him take the property, on account of the fact that in the event the Balabais will resist the Ganav's attempt, the burglar's attempt to take the property, then the Ganav is ready to kill Balabais. But it's not obligatory upon the Balabais to kill the Ganav. But there is another halach that Gemara deduces from the parasha of Naram Ros. V'lanaro lisaso dovo, ein lanaro cheit moves, ki kasha yokum ish al reyu utzochei nefesh kein adovar hazeh. In other words, if a person raped in Naram Rosso is an ishishish, she is an elbow. So if a person raped in Naram Rosso, so the Naram Rosso is completely innocent. We're not allowed to do anything unto her. Eila naro chet moves, she's an anuso, onus rachmona patre. So the Torah compares the tragedy that overtakes the Naram Rosso, who is raped, to the tragedy that overtakes a victim who is killed. So the Torah says, "Ki kasher yokum ish al reyu tzochei nefesh kein adov hazeh." It is analogous to a person attacking, killing another person. So there is a hekesh, there is an analogy. So the Gemara deduces from this hekesh two things. First of all, that Naram Rosso, in other words, Arayas, so this hekesh Amoroso to Ritzichin, in respect to Naram Rosso to Asher Vein Musio Rosso, Vein Musio, because he found Naram Rosso in the field. There will be someone, if it is necessary, to kill the Redi. Because you are the one who tried to commit rape upon an Aram Rosso. So that means that if someone can hear in the door is right, that if the Redi of an Aram Rosso, of the Aram Rosso, that if it is possible to save an Aram Rosso from rape by killing the Raper, that is given in the Yom Yechir, if not there, there is no Yom Yechir. But the Torah doesn't say that explicitly in respect to the Yom Yechir. But see, the Torah mentions an analogy between the Tziche and Naram Rosso, because the Yoko Mishai Reilu was talking about it in Adovar Hazeh. So the Tziche is compared to Naram Rosso to what is true of Naram Rosso. Namely, that any observer who is in a position to change Naram Rosso from race, even by killing the agent, the pursuer, is obligated to do it. So that same thing applies to the Tziche. That if anyone sees how another person, how one person is pursuing the second person, and if it is possible for the observer to save the would-be victim by killing the aggressor, he's not going to be there. And then we also deduce from this passage, from this analogy, the joy of the regard of the Tziche. There is a scene of joy in the Ladera, when a person is obligated to let himself be killed
but not to kill somebody else, and get the water, get the metal common sense. Now, honey, you don't need to go to the train. You know, don't need to have to the train. The same thing applies to each other. If someone told to violate each other, right? So it's so easy. Who is to be up in life? What is so difficult? It was not to commit an act of immorality. But the issue of that. Anyway, so we never have it.
You're not allowed to touch the child.
in order to save the life of the master. But then the question arises, not himself raises that question. Monica, if we say that we are not allowed to kill the child whose head emerged from the mother's womb because the child is not her age, it's not his head. So the mother's life is in danger. But it's not the act of the child that is being born. So why is it allowed to kill the fetus before the fetus has emerged from the mother's womb? So what is in the answer? He says, until the head of the fetus emerged from the mother's womb, then he does not have the DNA. Is not considered as a living soul until the head of the fetus emerges from the mother's womb. So there is no intention vis-à-vis a fetus who was not born in any way. So, but of course, if the mother's life is not being in danger, then it is certainly better to abort the child on the basis of the issue of chvore. Okay, this is why they say you're not allowed to inflict any injury upon any human being. So the fetus is considered like the leg of the mother, like the hand of the mother. So just as one is not allowed to amputate the leg of a person, so in the same way is not allowed to abort the child. But if it is indispensable for the life of the mother to amputate the leg of the mother, then of course it is mutter to amputate the leg of the mother. So in the same way it is mutter to abort the fetus in order to save the life of the mother. But there is no intention involved in killing a fetus. The moment the head of the fetus emerges from the mother's womb, then the Isha Retsicha takes effect. And in regard to Isha Retsicha, so it was never to be there. In regard to Isha Chvore, so it was never to be there. But in regard to Isha Retsicha, we have the principle of Maichozi. So here too, we say Maichozi, the Domo of the mother of Tumet Rey, maybe Dome, the mother of Tumet Rey, if the head emerged from the mother's womb. This is how Rashi explains. So according to Rashi, the Isha Retsicha, does not apply to a Tanuka. Doesn't apply to me. But even though the Isha Retsicha doesn't apply to a Tanuka, he does not care on the basis of Chvore. But if it is indispensable for the saving of the life of the mother to abort the child, then Pichwachne, they should say, what do you mean Chvore? But, and any other Isha, that is not Isha Retsicha. Machin can if you're saying that is the old. If it's the old, so then there is an Israel. No doubt in Israel. So he says, there is a walk of my hobby. So it's a snap, it's not in the head. The Israel is not in the Israel. Now, so that is to say, the Israel does not apply. Does not apply to a new. Now, the question is, the walk is in regard to the new. So, Zichus Domin is one of the very mitzvahs that the Meach is mitzvah, and that often do him suffer. So the Meach is mitzvah, he say on Zichus Domin. If the Meach commits homicide, Zichus Domin, so it's higher mitzvah. So there the Gemara says, take your damo odom bo odom domin suffer. In zero, damo odom bo odom ze uvri. So the Meach is higher mitzvah, and he is both a shahe and fitzvah. If we say that the Meach is higher so it's because we can understand that's why the Meach is higher for killing the fetus, who was not born in any way at all. But a consequence is that the Isha Retsicha does not apply, the Isha Retsicha does not apply to the fetus anywhere. So he has what we do in Sotom, but there has to be an Isha Retsicha. And the Meach is not called Isha Retsicha. For everything in the leg of a human being, the Meach is not called Isha Retsicha. Only for killing human beings is higher meter. So why? So it's possible to say, and this is what Kachimilia in Jagoyes, and Tare, and all of this, that we, the relatives of the Mia, the reason is that it's a respect to the relatives to a Israel, there is no infection. But here is a strange, I mean, most of the question is whether a nuclear is a matter or a nuclear is not a matter. So if a nuclear is a matter, and that's the reason that's why, relative to the Neach, there is a nuclear information, and the Neach is higher nuclear than the nuclear investigation. So, you know, I think, why should we be crazy that we can't get here? You see, here is the key. Now, so, the Rama is unhappy. There is something to be clear that Rama says. He says that this island, that the Bimea is highly injured, and that the process of his death, they said that all those better than the Lisa. Whoever the Torah says, the Federal of Noah, whoever says the blood of a human being within a human being, that it means the blood of a human being within a human being, that's a Nuda in the mother's womb. So, says Adonia, I have a Ubri, that just a matter of different weapon, only to a Nuda who has a murderer, or the major part of the organism of the Nuda in life, that he has not completed the most complete. So, He is the king of the world. But there is a difference to say, there is no human research. In the past, we have the Galoche as a reference in the Son. So the male, he's higher research. Even if he's not completely born, just the head emerged. But before the head emerged, the male is not higher. So you can see the classic, agrees with the Amatite. And how you think it is that the Nuda until he is born, he's not in effect by himself. Now, when I say that according to Rashi, a Nuga is not an effort by itself, I do not mean that the Nuga is not considered living. No, because the Nuga is considered living in the same way as every Ezer of the mother is considered living. So, when a person is an effort, so that it means, so everything is part and part of the effort. The hand is the truth, the heart, I mean, every Ezer. So, it's part of the living self. So, when I say that until reparation is not a method, he means he is not an independent method, he is not a method by himself, but he is a method as part and parcel of the organism of the mother. But if it is only as part of the method of the mother, so it only involves the issue of prayer. So when one is born, a teacher, he's a teacher, the same way as one who entered the land of the mother. So, but he's not an effort by himself, a leader. He's not an effort by himself. So the leader, too, he's not an effort by himself. So when you're born of the teacher, you are mutilating the mother's duty. So then what you are doing here, the teacher of woman, and even if the mother is refused, she has no right to be refused, one has no right to tell another person, now you just benefit my life. So if the person, let's say, the preacher, he's in prison, and then he says to the doctor, you remove my head in order to save my life, then the doctor is allowed to do it. But if the person is just taken as a doctor, I just want to have my leg empty, just like that, so the doctor is not allowed to do it. So in the same way, even a contraction is not allowed to perform an abortion upon a woman just because she wants it. But so Rashi teaches you that the nuclear is not a method by itself until it's your authority. But he's part and parcel of the method of the mother. So Mary thought that anyway. But actually he is. In a case where the abortion is indispensable for saving the life of the mother. So we have to say the tragic picture is according to the Sikh of the Rama, that when the Neach is Haiva Ubri, so it's only when it's a threat. Like that tragic. Now let's see the Rama. No, I don't think that this is what it's here. Because if it's not an effort, it's not an effort. Chodzi kio i daja for say, when one is, let's say, I chodzi ka daja to Yomachai. So, every bit of the Yomachai is a Yomachai. But here, there's nothing in it, there's nothing in it. There's no way to hear it. It's nothing in question of kio. The Rambam, in the Kishiyah, is here, let's say, Perik Aleph, Halloche, Ches and Ches. Echo di Bucho, echo tkondo va tiyo, yita kone si poche, echo di Iisho, Iisho, Iisho na kote, se kola hinti, va hati chadere, hako ha minito, yite, matir me tamir ve zifati sorendi. Zine mihoi matir me yite la dina, se nema u Iisho ki tina. Avzu halloche te, avzu yite kwa yite. So we rech loche ta nefi sorendi. If somebody has compassion for the Reyes, and he doesn't want to kill the Reyes, even though this is indispensable for the saving of the life of the murder, so he violates the Reyes Tatsis. Yitzicho Heiru Chachon, Se Uvro Si Mikasho Leyes, Yitze Alachte Choruba Bimeer, Se Bissam Bimbiya, Yitnei Se Yitzrei Achreo Lehergo, Yitzei Si Reyes Eleizim Bereis, Se Yitzei Nefesh Yitzei Nefesh, Yitzei 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 Shana hot on the Mishmael, he's not the angel. In other words, Karate says, heaven is pursuing the mother. It's not the fetus that is pursuing the mother. So Rate, the Rambam, explains it. What does it mean, Mishmael, Karate, right? Zeus, he's the angel. It's the natural phenomenon. It is the same thing. In other words, the fetus is not the angel. But we could say, so Rate, the angel, in his voice, and Mishmael is all that. Point out from the words in the Rambam. Now, the Rambam obviously does not agree. It seems that the Rambam does not agree with that stuff. Rashi is unhappy that time they say that the reason as to why Satan takes their faces is his mother to abhor the people is because Satan takes their faces is nothing that is by itself. So he's one of the volume of the mother. So we may let it to appear that the mother is Deiche. Is Deichet, the sister of aborting the people, because there is no Yisrael Shichet. But from the Rambam, it doesn't appear that the Yisrael Shichet doesn't apply to a people. Because if the Rambam has agreed with Shichet Rashi that the Yisrael of the Shichet does not apply to a people, so then the Rambam should say, Mishnei Shukirei Yifachel Neher. The Rambam should say, Umro and Kasha Leila is Mutter Lachti Chaluga de Neho de Bissam de Biyat ki de Lahat Sire Esoi. Why do you say this is the Reyes Achel Leheba? So we endorse to the principle that it's Mutter to kill a Reyes. But without this Aloche, without this Heter of killing the Reyes, it couldn't be permissible to abort the child. Why not even without recourse to the Aloche of Reyes? It should be permissible to kill the people, because there is no receiver of the Zachary, there is a Zachary for a pair of coolers. The answer is, according to the Rambam, the Israel of the Zachary applies even to a city, and the city of the Rambam is not like, is explicitly, not like the Ramah in Sanhedrin. And the Rambam says that the Bineach is Chayet, our Libri, even before the Uber. Even before the Uber was 8 years. So the reason is, why? Because that's the Rosson to Mesosho. So the Yisrael Tzicha, according to the Rambam, does apply to Yisrael to Nubea. Now, if it does apply, so we cannot say that Yisrael never said the mother is Deiche. Yisrael of aborting the people, because that involves the Tzicha. The Yisrael Tzicha is not Yisrael. We must not pass Nubea. My hobby. So even in respect to Yisrael, we apply the principle of my hobby. Dore, the mother to Mitzray, maybe Dome, the Tzicha to Mitzray. But the only reason as to why it is Uber to kill the fetus, the Uber, is because the fetus is raped. Now the question arises, that the Kashi of Rabbi Gleiser against the Rambam. So why is the Hebrew raped in the Kosher? So even if the Hebrew raped, it should be Uber to kill the Uber. So the Rambam says, he's only killing the Uber, it's my interaction. This is a natural phenomenon. So what does it mean, special phenomenon? In other words, he's not related. But the Rambam says he is related. So we have to say that the Kiddush HaOlam doesn't imply he's not related. But he is related and he's not related. Now, There is a Reb Chaim and this Rambam, and the Reb Chaim is very obscure. But I'm going to say what Reb Chaim meant, because I heard from my father that Reb Chaim explained in a certain way. Now, there is a Rambam in Hilchot Chibur Mavit Ketchet Halacha Tetzvot. Vino shechoshvo v'yishove yom yechidat amato. V'yomad echod mehen v'hitel mimaso v'hishler v'yam ipote. Shehamaso shebo v'yirid yifachreyem v'yorgom u'mitzvo rabo osho shehishlich v'hishler. There's the rest halacha in Hilchot Chibur Mavit. So in other words, if there is a boat, and there are a number of voyagers on the boat, and it appears that the boat is about to crack, to break, on account of the overload on the boat. The kingdom is about to crack, naturally, all the passengers, the voyagers, will die if the boat breaks on account of the overload of the cargo. So one voyager took all the cargo and he threw it down into the sea. So then he doesn't have to pay. That's the Gemara at the end of all the time. So many Rishayim say that this is expected to happen at Chachamim. Chachamim Chachamim is the right thing. He has to pay. Even though he did the most wonderful thing, he was obligated to do that, to throw all the cargo overboard in order to save the life of the passenger. There is no doubt that if he hadn't done what he did, so he would have violated the Lissamit of Amrach. He was mechuyah to do it. But that does not exempt him from paying for the damage caused to the owners of the cargo, even though he's obligated to do it. So the Rai says, some of the same things say, he's mechuyah to pay, even though he did the most meritorious act, and he was obligated to do that. But still, the Rai says, mechuyah to pay the owners of the cargo for the damage sustained by them. But the Chachomim were mitakel, that it should be possible. Why? Because if this public spirited voyager would be considered liable to pay for the damage caused to the owners of the cargo, then in case Hasicholim, the same thing happens again, passengers, voyagers would be deterred from throwing the cargo overboard, because they know the best thing will tell them to pay. So in order to induce passengers into throwing overboard this cargo for the purpose of saving the lives of the passengers, the Chachomim were misakeh. That is the But the right is not that is the something. However, the shita of the Rambam is not the right thing. And why is it because the Rambam says? Because of the halacha of Reishis. Because the cargo is pursuing the life of the passenger. The boat is about to crack, to break, on account of the overload of the cargo. So, in effect, the cargo is raiding. It's pursuing the lives of the passengers. So, Mimela George says it is mutter, and it is potter, when one does it, to kill a raiding, which is much more homer than magic. So, al-hastamo v'chamo, that if it is not only mitzvah, that it is potter to pay for damage caused to the owners of the cargo if the cargo is ready. That's the shita. You know, the choshvo v'yishor yom echidat amas. V'yom ad echot mem v'yheikel maso, v'yishor v'yam potter, sh'amaso shebo meridim v'achreyem lihogom, u'mitvo rabo oso, sh'yishlich v'yishlich. Now, the Rosh Hashanah Rambam is Sha'amaso Shebo Kmo Yeredit Achreyem. The maso, the cargo, is like a pursuer, like Yeredit, not Mamesh Yeredit. Why? Because Mamesh Yeredit, it couldn't be. Who can be called Mamesh Yeredit if a person is gathering, is voluntary agent, is pursuing another person, and is trying to kill another person? Then is a real lady. Mashalike, the cargo, the overload of the cargo, that is the cause of the danger to the wives of the passengers, but there is no Maisa. There is no Gavre. It's a mechanical failure. Everything takes place by itself. So in other words, according to the Rambam, there are two types of praises. There is one type of praises where we have a Gavre, involuntary agent, who through an act of Ritzir, a homicidal act, tries to kill another person. That's one type of praises. And then there is another type of praises, which is not a real lady, but Kmoi lady, where that a person's life is in danger on account of something, here, on account of the cargo, the load, so the lives of the passengers are in danger. So it's Kmoi lady. It is interesting that just as the Rambam, in the Kresel of Israel, Madi, Talachas, Talachas, and Rok, employs the term Kmoi lady, thus implying not Mamish lady, not Mamish pursuer, but similar to a pursuer, so the Arabic life. So in connection with Upra Mekashele, he employs the same expression. The Rambam says, "Yitzicho Heiru Chachomit, so Upra Shem Mekashele Lei, Mute Alachte Choruba B'Meyel, Bein Sam Bein Riyad, Mitnei Shehu Kereidu Fachel Lehel, V'im Sheitze Reiche Yenei, Oh, Mitnei Shehu Kireidu." He doesn't say Mitnei Shehu Reidu, but Mitnei Shehu Kireidu, Reiche Reidu. The same expression that he employs in the expression of a single margin, halacha kedusha. Because here too, he's not mamish reidus. Why isn't he mamish reidus? Because he's shvayikor hasholei. Zehu kiddush haleilom. Can you say that the kiddush that endangers the life of the mother is doing, is the voluntary agent, is doing the act like the gavre? It's a mechanical act. It's the same kind of act as the act done by stone when it's pressed down by the wind from the roof, and then it falls upon the person and kills the person. So can you say that the stone performed the act of the tziche, the homicidal act? No! It's a mechanical act that takes place by itself. Here too, the tziche is not trying to perform a meister tziche. He's not a voluntary agent. He's no agent altogether. Not even an involuntary agent. It's like the act performed by a stone that is hurled by the wind upon a person. It's a mechanical act. It's a natural phenomenon. So there are two types of lady. There is one lady where we have a gavre, a voluntary agent, who through a miser, a homicidal act, is trying to kill a person. That's the real lady. And that kind of lady, so he's chayav nisah. He's guilty of a death penalty. He's chayav nisah. The raya that the rebbe is chayav nisah, it's not just devising a heter to kill the rebbe in order to save the life of the near death, but that in the gavre is chayav nisah, that his life is forfeit, that he's guilty of a death penalty. So the raya is the gemara says, rebbe is joy, rebbe is a chachavere yehove. The Shibir is a tailing, this water, why? Because company the rabbi. In other words, the rabbi is why he pursues another person to kill the other person. Damages, breaks, let's say, the tailing, the article of the third party, so he doesn't have to pay to the third party. Why? Because we apply the principle of company the rabbi. In other words, he is guilty of a more severe punishment. So we do not think out the mild opinion. Now this aloche of common rabbi has application to a case where there is a chiyuv nisah in the gavre, when the life of the gavre is forfeit, when the gavre is guilty of a death penalty, not when there is a heter, there is a license to kill that gavre. So we see that by rabbi it's not only a heter, it's not a heter. Arigel, the gavre is chiyuv nisah. When can the gavre, the rebbe, be chayav nisah? If he's a real rebbe, if he tries to kill another person through a maaser tzichah, through a homicidal act, but in the case Obwohl am Kasselein, ich ziehe es allein an, ich schweife, das weiß ich, ich habe gehört. Ich mache die Bauinterlinken, die Slowinken, it's the same kind of earth as the egg done by a stone that is thrown down from the roof or and kills a person. So, it's doing so, my friend, so we cannot say, so we cannot say that the fetus is high, it's a nonsense to say the fetus is high, neither. The fetus is a retailer. What kind of a retailer is it? Just as you couldn't say that a stone that falls upon a human being is a retailer, you couldn't say that a fetus is a retailer. It's a fetus alone, it's a mechanical, natural phenomenon. So the many way he said there is. But there is another halacha of Rebbe, of Tevedu, like Sino Shechoshvalu Yishoveya, Yechede Damato. So, whenever a person's life is in danger, on account of something or somebody, doesn't make any difference, so then that something and that somebody has been upgraded. Has been upgraded. So the Rambam says as follows. Two, a new bear is met, but is still not near the drama. There is a difference between a fetus, the life of the fetus, and the life of the born child. You see that in Israel, you don't know how it is, if you kill the young, but if you kill the fetus, even though it comes to Rambam, he's really fierce off, but Nisa is not high. So it's not just the Zeratakosu who's not high. No. Why is it, what does the Zeratakosu tell us? He's not high because it's Rambam. He's not a complete nefesh. He's not a nefesh gomor. He is a nefesh. But he's not in every trouble. So in the name vis-a-vis a nefesh that is not in nefesh gomor, that is not in nefesh gomor, so we apply it in a phrase if the rage is not highly. Mateike is the inspiration, then he's in nefesh gomor. Then comes the Rambam at the same status like the person 50 years old. No difference if he takes the phrase. So vis-a-vis a young. So then there is the halacha of Rebbe is only shayach in the Rebbe is high risk. When can the Rebbe be high risk? This is the real Rebbe, not the Rebbe. This is the Rebbe, this is the Gavre, who is Rebbe, who is Meister of Tziche. This is the voluntary agent for a Meister of Tziche who tries to kill another person. Then the God is high risk, then he's guilty of his death sentence. Without my being, he's guilty of his death sentence. But he's a lump, so that means he's not a voluntary agent, he's no agent altogether. It's a mechanical natural act, it's a natural phenomenon. It's only through the mechanical act of the Uber, so the mother's life is in danger. So then he's saving it like Sino. So in order to kill a nefesh gomor, there must be a chiyuv nisa in the Rebbe. And by the Uber, there's not a chiyuv nisa. So maybe you can't see a Rebbe, he's not killing it. Because there's no chiyuv nisa. And why is there a chiyuv nisa? Because there's no maitre shiha. How can there be a chiyuv nisa if there's no maitre shiha? So then you ask, so can you take this Rebbe? Why did he have a din of Rebbe? Because King Shay says Rebbe, even though according to the Rambam, he has a din of Nefesh, but he's not a Nefesh Gomor. You see, when a Chayav Nefesh, when somebody kills the new girl. So he's not a Nefesh Gomor, so even without the Chayav Nefesh. So there is a halacha of Rebbe, that we can kill a Rebbe who is only pay Rebbe, as long as he's not a Nefesh Gomor. This is what Reb Chaim says, in order to explain this is a Rambam. So, according to the second question that I raised was, why is it that, I mean, how, what would the law be, the halacha be, if, let's say, someone would force a doctor to perform an abortion upon a woman? The mother's life is not in danger. The woman can have the normal natural birth, but someone is forcing, like a Nazi, so he's forcing the doctor to perform an abortion, and if not, he'll kill the doctor, the way it was done by the Nazi. So according to Rashi, he doesn't have to be misaligned himself, because there's no misaligned effect on the other. from many songs of war, so to go to the of the doctor, is they have his war involved in the boarding in peace. But according to the Rambam, he would have to give up his life. Because the people of the Rambam is that the evil desire to bear and fit it, there is a love of the church. And only reason as to why it's better to abort the fetus for the purpose of saving the life of the mother is because the fetus is terrated. Terrated. So when can we say that the fetus is terrated? It is when the mother is in heart travail. So then the mother's life is in danger because of the fetus. But when Nazi tells the Jew, you perform an abortion upon a woman, so the woman's life is not in danger because of the fetus. I mean, the life of the doctor is in danger because of the Nazi. So in many ways, according to the Rambam, he would be a chuyev to give up his life and not to perform an abortion. Now, let's see. So we have so far we discussed this. But then there is a third fetus, and that's the fetus of the Rambam. Now that the Ram and the Reed in Yume say as follows, because of our Chesed, Isha Ubo, the Adinon Dilo Yochlo, Nisak Yoglodo, Avodav the Amrinon Sofik and Kaime Sofik Nefuru, Shap Yod Domele Nation. So our Chesed says that if a woman is pregnant, and there is a possibility that if she doesn't eat an Inkipah, she might miscarry the baby, so then it's all right for her to eat. Because of the Kohnet. The Kohnet is very colorful. So the lotion of the Awachel Zeret is the sack of water. In other words, he emphasizes the danger to the life of the fetus. He doesn't emphasize the danger to the life of the mother. Because of Rambam, Zal, Midikoma Mishim Takones Vlad, Mashma Adapil Lekel Mechat Lidi Dor Michalot. So it appears that the secret of the Awachel Zeret is that even if there is such a situation where the doctor is determined there is no danger to the life of the mother will be all right, even if she doesn't eat an innkeeper. But if she doesn't eat an innkeeper, so then she might miscarry the baby, but her life is all right. So even in such a case, she is allowed to eat an innkeeper. In other words, that even if the baby of a new bear is deiche kolat yerekos, is deiche kolat yerekos. והיינו בגרסינון בשביל הפרק כמה דרכם, אומר רב נחמן, אומר שמואר, פוזישו של יושבו על הנסבור, if a woman is in labor, who may serve the Shabbos, and then she died while she was in labor, before the baby was born, מביאים סק יון ומקרן את קריסו, ומציאים את הבועה, פשיטה, מה יובד נחת אבות הבעלמן, אומר רובה ומצחר לא ותפת עם דרך את הרבי, יסקומה שלון, אם הפריטים חלוים שבסה, קניונס, סופית חייסה ותמרת, סופית אטי, סופית מטרויר, מפרסקרי. מהו דיטאי מרוס תאמרו דהב לך זוכת החיוס? אב לא חבר אב לך זוכת חיוס, אני קורא לא יקומת. So in other words, so he mentions the Raya Garambah. First, he says that from the Halokha Zeles is smart now, that even the Pidrach Nefesh of a new bear of a Vites is there Hekolat Erkole, and he agrees with the Shikra Halokha Zeles. And he mentions the Raya from the Gemore Neirach. The Gemara says, he says, yes, well, I'm Yishbor, if the woman in labor dies, so we can bring the Sakin Derech to the Rabbi, and we are Mechal Shabbos, in order to save. It's not for the purpose of saving the life of the mother, she's dead, but it's for the purpose of saving the life of the Uber. So we see that even the life of the Uber is Deche Kolat Yerekot, is Deche Kolat Yerekot. The Afal Gav, so then the Rambam, the Roshan Rabbah, the Afal Gav Bitnan, Ho Yishu Amikash Olele, מביאים סכין ומחתכים איזה עבר עבר יוצרי שאין איזה בי שאין דרך נפש מנפש יאו מניקו but before it says it's right there we are allowed to abort the fetus apparently the fetus does not have a din of nefesh So if he does not have a din of nefesh, so how can he apply the principle of grach nefesh derech grach derech kolet? Grach nefesh derech grach derech kolet. But if fetus is not in nefesh, he's not in nefesh. ואף אגב לפעם היו שם קשו לא יורד מבין סתם חד כלי זה יריבר יוצרי שמייתים בית מליך לב מנפש יאו מנקורת בו דפור איתי ספרי של לב במשמתו את הפשש את נת הנפש ותנה נעמת הביטים את בלילכות והיר גחי וידעת שבלילכות אבל הוא גלוי הוא קרונה מקסיד ושאו נבודת אף תלוכה עניין שמיר הסביץ ומיכל ונעולו אומרותי רוחל ולופשה בסחס שמו יש מרשבות את הרבה הילכה, אפילו בעצור עשו בהפוכס מבין מהם יואים שאין בכיס כלל מחלוי כי דאז בא הלוכת דאז ואיתם עמדו מעט עזרמבן שתשאו יגריז הוא ידבר הלוכת ובכך נפש עובנו בעריזי חקול הדרך קורא even a new bear that is less than 40 days old so if a new bear is less, if a fetus is less than 40 days old then the Gemara says it's the Maya Baumet and in the name of Shevis Allah, in the name of Maya Lady So even to save the life of a fetus that is less than 40 days, so it's also muta to the mechalta. And then he says, V'yikem andoma, but there is another shite, she mechalu nishim lupore, alupo she yericho, chsho she denise reduo, she kolam apelit v'cheshke sakomei. But there is another shite, there is another shite, there is v'kach nefe she v'nubra, and it's not there, it's not there, it's not there, it's not there. So what the Mishnah says, upro she yericho, So then we let her leave everything and keep there and all this warm assurin. So it's because if there is a danger of a miscarriage, so then the mother's life is also in danger. Because every time a woman has a miscarriage, her life is in danger. So Mimele, that's the reason as to why we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to prevent the miscarriage. Because of the sakone of the mother, but not because of the sakone of the woman. But the Halach Zivre Shite and the Ramban Shite is, that even the Bekoach Nefesh of the Uber itself is Derech Koach Nefesh. But the Rosh Hashanah and the Ramban has the Kashya. But how could it be Derech? But we see from the Mishnah always that the Uber is not a Nefesh. Because the Mishnah says the moment we say Tzias Reishe in Derech Nefesh in Nefesh, so the question of Ayres, so before it says Tzias Reishe, we should also apply the principle of Derech Nefesh. So we must say before it says Tzias Reishe, it's not a Nefesh. So it's not shy of the same day of the nefesh, the mother is in nefesh, the woman is not in nefesh. So if it's not in nefesh, why is the day called a miracle? So he says, even though we are allowed to abort the fetus, you know, to save the life of the mother, but still the halacha of kach nefesh applies. And he says, needless to mention, so Ramban says, needless to mention, if the fetus is more than 40 days old, if the fetus is more than 40 days old, so then it is osir, because then there is halacha of pikuach nefesh derech Shabbos because it's left. So we don't have to resort to halacha of Shabbos derech Shabbos derech Shabbos derech Shabbos. But even if the fetus is less than 40 days, and less than 40 days, so how do you start in it? Because even according to the Rambam, that the Uber has a din of nefesh, so that's only if the Uber is more than 40 days old. But if the Uber is less than 40 days, so in view of the fact that the Gemara says it's Kimaye Baume, and in a minute may lay there, so in Mele, he does not have a din of nefesh, and there is no Yisraelitzicha, of course. If there is no emergency, so it is also on the score of various issues. But Isar Tziche, even according to the Rambam, does not apply to a case where the Uber is less than 40 days old. So even in regard to a Uber who is less than 40 days old, the halacha of Tzibach Nefesh applies. Why? Because of how long Shabbat Zachat is the Shabbat Zachat. So in other words, the Rambam distinguishes between the status of a Uber that is over 40 days and the status of a Uber that is less than 40 days. Now, as far as the halacha of Tzibach Nefesh is concerned, so there is a whole sugya. The whole sugya is human. How do we know that Tzibach Nefesh is Derech Shabbos? That Tzibach Nefesh is Derech Kolatir. So there are various thoughts. One time I learned it out from Achteret. One time I deduces it from the halacha that Mila is Mila Bismano is Derech Shabbos. Umam Mila is Mila Bismano. So it's Derech Shabbos, so called Gufin Kol. And then one time it says, Yishom Rumi is Derech Shabbos, Shabbos was so ahem, we not in the Sunday Shabbos. And then one time Madonna says, because that the question of the Shabbos, because of the Aloche of Chalo of Shabbos Echon, Kidesh Mishmir Shabbos is out. Then the Gemara says, there is a general, there is a posse, the Chaybem, as she asked, you call them the Chaybem, the Lashiyam is Ben. The Chaybem, the Lashiyam is Ben. So in other words, so we see that the question of the Shabbos, maybe the Kolat Kule, for two reasons. First of all, because of the general principle of Ashi Asher, you saw them the Chaybem, the Lashiyam is Ben. And then there is also a Aloche of Chalom of Shabbos Echot, Kivishim, the Shabbos is Aloche. So it appears that the Ramban Shittin is the following. The Ramban Shittin is, like the Ramban, that the Nubia has a din of Nefesh.